The U.S. oil boom in North Dakota and elsewhere is also creating a boom for the railroad industry. So far this year, trains have carried 140 million barrels of oil out of North Dakota alone. It's because there just isn't enough pipeline capacity to move all of that product to major markets. Overall, shipments of crude oil by rail are up almost 50% over last year. And as NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, the trend is only expected to grow.
To understand the scale and reach of the oil boom in the middle of the country, come to this windy mountain pass in Southern California.
Here, at what's known as the world-famous Tehachapi Loop, watching a train full of oil tanker cars. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Standing there with the train rumbling past, it's hard not to think of this as a pipeline on wheels. And the railroads, they love it.
Over the course of the last almost 4 years, you've seen just a rapid development, which attests to the demand for the oil.
That's John Miller. He's vice president of industrial sales for Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. He says railroads are in a good position with tracks by all the major oil fields. And their main competition, pipelines, well, they take a long time to build. Just think about the stalled Keystone XL.
The pipeline, typically speaking, requires commitments and time to put those together and time to get permitting and time to lay the pipe and time to put it all together, and that could take years.
And the industry doesn't want to wait that long. So far this year, 60% of all the oil produced in North Dakota left the state by rail.
It's amazing when you look at it that way. That's a lot of trains, that's a lot of tanks moving down a lot of track.
Economist Chuck Cloutis of consulting firm IHS says there's an overwhelming need to move all this oil to market, and the railroads have so far proven they're the most efficient. That's when they can find enough rail cars to do the job.
Just finding the tankers right now is the biggest challenge.
Cloutis says they can't build these new tank cars fast enough. There's a backlog of orders in the thousands. And then there's the question of where all that oil is going. Here on the West Coast, there's a big push to build new oil rail terminals and retrofit refineries to handle trains. One is proposed at this refinery in Bakersfield. Here, trains could connect with existing pipelines that feed LA to the south and the Bay Area to the north. But take Bakersfield. It's a good place to illustrate other challenges that crude by rail faces. Remember that Tehachapi Loop? Freight trains wind and grind around corner after corner as they descend almost 4,000 feet to the valley floor. That loop was an engineering marvel when it was built in 1876. There have been improvements over the years, but there are still bottlenecks and pinch points along the way, and that worries some people that live in the valley.
Any kind of derailment with a few sparks somewhere, and you can have a major disaster up there.
Tom France is an environmentalist who's worried about the what-ifs up on that pass, especially after a high-profile disaster in Canada this past summer.
A train carrying crude oil went off the tracks in the center of Lac Mégantic. The derailment sent off a chain reaction, a series of explosions that turned into an inferno.
And that derailment killed more than 40 people. Then, in November, a crude oil train derailed in Alabama and caught fire. Tom France says this is all the more reason to slow down.
Are they going to start pushing this crude coming in before they get everything as safe as it needs to be? Are they going to wait for a big accident before they change how they do things on that rail line?
The railroads are quick to point out that hazmat spills and other accidents are way down in the past 30 years. The slowdown France wants isn't too likely here on the West Coast or across the rest of the country. With states like North Dakota predicted to set another record this year for oil production, you can bet on rail lines shooting for new records of their own. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.